Welcome, dear listeners, to a sacred journey through the pages of God's Word. I'm your guide in this adventure, Steve Kitts, and I'm truly grateful that you've joined me in another session of During Bible Study Podcast. Before we look closer into these verses that will illuminate your heart and your mind today, let us pause for a moment in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we open your precious Word, we look for your guidance and wisdom. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. Illuminate the truth within each of these sacred pages. Bless all those that tune in today, that they may find solace, inspiration, and spiritual growth through what is shared and explored in your Word. In Jesus' holy name, we pray, and amen. A God state of mind. During joyous and difficult seasons, gratitude is the bridge that keeps us connected with our loving God. Listening to worship music is another way we connect with God. It's like we are bringing Him joy just by listening to worship music. Shutting out the world's noises will allow us to have a personal time with God. We've been programmed to have something playing or noise of some kind in our personal space at all times. Lately, I've been spending time driving without turning on the radio. Now, don't get me wrong, I love to hear some music and some old-time gospel, but there's times that I want to turn it up and other times to turn out the world. Singing along and praising God while I'm going. I just started to realize that I was praying and talking to God about things and knew that He was listening, and that He cared about every bit of it. But I didn't hear an answer. So it's hard to hear God if you're hearing everything else. Learn what to listen for. That still small voice will not force you to hear what it's saying. You have to seek it out. You have to desire to hear it. I tell you this most during my Bible study stories, the inspiration comes to me when I'm on my mower with my noise-canceling headphones on. It's just me and God and the mower engine. A good state of mind is one of that with a positive and productive and motivated. It can be happy and compassionate. A God state of mind is one that's focused on giving God honor, praise, and love. The focus on prayer must always be on God. True prayer reaches out to God and seeks to find Him. It meditates on God and internalizes God. If we don't do these things when we pray, if we go immediately to our request without thinking about God, I don't think that He truly accepts our prayer, that we haven't truly prayed. There's five things that I believe that true prayer must include, which always, the five ways of keeping God on my mind. One, regard God for who He is and take notice of His attributes. Two, we should in some way exalt and praise God for His character. Three, we should be grateful to God for who He is and in some manner thank Him for what He has done for us already and what He's done in us. Fourth, desire God to come into us, to be real to us, to show Himself to us. And finally, five, we should desire to be as He is, to be His character, and let His love flow out from us to serve others. God has many titles and many wondrous attributes. Jesus has revealed us eight of His attitudes or titles. In the model of prayer that He gave to His disciples in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. We will take a closer look at the first time, Father, as an example of how we could include these 5 points in a prayer. Then we will just briefly touch on the next 7 titles, and you can incorporate the 5 points on your own as you choose. In true prayer, we regard God, our Father. Who is He? He is truly our Father, and we are the sons and daughters. As a Father, He sympathizes with us in our weakness and shows us mercy and grace. And we can look at Hebrews 4:15-16 for that. As a good Father, He denies us nothing that is good, according to Luke 11:9-13. He always brings us near, and He loves us, comforts us, and guides us. That's Psalms 23. In true Spirit-filled prayer, we exalt the Father for His character. Yes, if we're really praying in the Spirit, we will naturally exalt Him for being our Father and giving us the Spirit of His Son, that is the Spirit of adoption, and in which we sense His love and His care. By His Spirit, as we pray, we will be moved to cry out, Abba, Father. Like in Romans 8:15 and Galatians 4:6. And in true prayer, we thank our Father for what He has done for us. Hence, we are eternally grateful to God for being our Father, for giving us the Spirit of adoption, for including us into His family, giving us the chance to be part of His kingdom, and for the good things that He provides for us. We're not worthy of these things. He just gives them to us because He loves us. We're worthy of death, but Jesus came as a substitute for that death, if we only believe. In a true prayer, we desire God, our Father, to come to us, to be real to us. Yes, when we pray our Father, we desire that He comes to us and shows us that He is our Father, and that He loves us, and we're His own sons and daughters. As a father myself, I want to give to my children to make sure they're provided for, to give them things, to make sure they're happy. And it saddens me when they're upset or something's going against them. I want to try to make things right. And we know that our Heavenly Father is way better than we are. So we know when we have things going on that He's there waiting for us to talk to Him and tell Him what's going on, and He will help us. And in true prayer, we desire to be like God, our Father. In the spirit of our prayer, we desire to have the character of God, hence the nature, and to love us, and to help us love others in the same fatherly way that He has loved us. We should look at others and be reaching out to others like Jesus would want us to do. In true sense, you want to act like Jesus. You want to follow in Jesus' footsteps and examples. And He always referred to the Father before He did anything. And then after He did something, He thanked God for being with Him when He did something. So Jesus always gave praise to God. And we're going to give praise to God in everything that happens and everything that goes on. Well, thank you for joining me with this podcast. And we'll close in a prayer. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You, Lord, for Your word. We thank You, Lord, that You're with us, that You're part of us, and You're in our soul, Lord. You gave the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Guide, the Teacher, and the all-knowing power that is inside of us, that anything that we need or desire, we can come to You with it, Lord. We thank You, we praise You, and we give You the honor. We lift You up in Your holy name. Amen. I want to take a minute to talk to you about Buzzsprout. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new market or a channel, may I suggest that you share your thoughts and your ideas with the world. And it's just so fun to have a talk show. Podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more within minutes of finishing each recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. And a team that they have at Buzzsprout is passionate in helping you succeed. They want you to succeed. Join with over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's go ahead and create something together. God bless you.